Hello, this is SJ0 for QBXL Audio Edition for Saturday, August 27th, 2005, on location at Scenic Regent Avenue in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Look at all that scenery. There's a McDonald's, a car dealership, another car dealership. Hey look, a vacant lot. Lots of scenery here, folks. Top news this hour, it's back to school. We asked our 40-year-old fashion consultant to tell us what is hip this season with the kids. You know what he told us? Two words. Platform shoes. Naturally, we had his dog killed before we fired him. We then approached our marketing department, and they provided us with this pair of diamond-encrusted gym shorts. This technological wonder is capable of chafing even other diamonds. It's being marketed as the ultimate in bling. They expect to ship 50 million units. In other news, Lance Armstrong, cyclist god and massive show-off, who has won the Tour de France 7 times, has lashed out at a French lab which produced findings showing he may have taken the red blood cell booster, EPO.
"I absolutely do not trust that laboratory," says Armstrong. "Now I will ride up the side of Mount Everest 37 times. A lot of great athletes were never able to make it through that crucial 37th time.
In Q Basic News, anti-family liberal lesbian terrorist Lackey D, a noted Christian patriot pot smoker activist with Democratic Republican connections, has now had his name dragged through the crap. Hi. Noted anti-Canadian lobbyist Marzek has been up in arms of late because of a distinct lack of Canadians around to shut the fuck up about Canada. At the same time, several Swedes, including Zaire, won't shut up about their damned peace-loving socialist utopia. On the literary front, political advocacy is now moving to children's books. Two notable titles, Hey Kids, Buy This Book, a radical primer on corporate and governmental marketing tactics and artistic activism, and The Conservative Intellectual Movement in America, are blatant and partisan in their content, and almost as riveting as Stephen Hawking's A Brief History of Time for Kids. Even though the latter provides children with fundamentals in the calculus of fluxions, and in its first chapter alone provides scientific and mathematical proof that the world doesn't exist, it is considered in its whole to be less intellectual and challenging than the mere titles of the former. Oddly enough, sales of Sea Spot Run and The Hardy Boys have remained unaffected. I couldn't imagine why. A recent post on QBasicNews.com confirms, for the 761,422nd time since 1998, the community is dead. When questioned, the community put down the comically labeled 600-ton barbell it was carrying and said, quote,
"Yeah, it happens once in a while, but being a non-corporeal abstraction, it's not hard to bounce back."
The community then ran out of breath and died. But it's okay now. That's all for now. This is SJ0 saying, won't someone think of the children? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Once I caught a liberal alive. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Jesus let him go again. Good night.